Proverbs. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 21. So the Bible says this. We'll get right into it here. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 21. The Bible says, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion." So that's the them. Sound wisdom and discretion. "So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and then thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid, yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." Let's pray and talk about keeping wisdom and discretion. Keeping wisdom and discretion. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these words. I thank you for this time together. I pray that you would help us get what we need out of these verses. And really, just reading them just now, I see something else that didn't see before. And anyhow, I pray you just organize the whole sermon and the material so that it can be good food for your people. And thank you for each soul that's here. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. First few words, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion." Keep those things. Proverbs 3, verse 21. Proverbs 3:21. So we'll do a little bit of interaction here. Yeah. So what? Yeah. The Bible. The what? No. What did he say? Dirt or something? What was the question? Yeah. Dirt. Who walked on water? Dirt. Oh, yeah, he was little then. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you see the danger of doing interaction, but oh well. So, what is the instruction in verse 21? What's the verb? What's the verb? Keep. To keep something. Not just something, though. He's very specific. Keep wisdom, sound wisdom, and discretion. So the encouragement is to keep these things, and it's again from the way it's all written. It's from a loving parent to a child. It says, keep these things. Don't let them go. Don't forsake them. These two spiritual things are life and grace, and they'll save you many sleepless nights and just be good health to you. So that's the simple thing. And if you're ever putting together a lesson or a sermon, pay attention to the verbs, because that's the activity. That's the thing that you're, you know, there's a good little English lesson. That's the activity that you're being instructed in. So keep sound wisdom and discretion. So if you're keeping it, What does that entail? That's like putting something in its place and not losing it, you know. I was going to do an illustration, but I don't know if it would be that helpful if I did it. It's because it's so simple. It's just so simple. Like I give Megan my car keys and say, keep these until I get back. Uh-oh. Keep these. Just hold on to them. Or, hang on to these until we bring the car around or something like that, or take these out to the car or something like that, or whatever it is, money or keys or something. You know, you get the idea. It's like, you need to hold on to this because at a certain point in time in the future, you will need it. And if you don't have it when you need it, you're not going to be able to accomplish what it is you need to accomplish. You won't be able to start the car, you won't have money for whatever the thing is, or you won't have, you know, I'm giving this to you so that you will be equipped to do what you need to do when the time comes. So the instruction is, get wisdom and keep discretion. So with that in mind, these are spiritual things. You know, it's one thing to keep physical things and property. You may have a garage and you keep stuff in that garage, another separate garage where you keep more stuff, and another closet where you keep more stuff. And then, you know, it's one thing to keep physical pieces of property. It's another thing to keep spiritual things. Now, here's the you understand the difference, physical and spiritual. But if he said to keep wisdom and discretion, then that means, and I'm being really basic tonight, that means there is some opposition. There's something trying to take it away. Something. There's some opportunity for this stuff to be lost. There's some circumstance where these things are going to be taken away or possibly taken away. And I got to think, okay, so what takes away? A simple one, I think. What's something that could take away your discretion? Anger, yeah. You just fly off the handle, and all of a sudden you look back and you're like, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Your mouth. So like emotions, like if you don't rule your spirit, you're subject to have discretion and wisdom just taken right away from you. And then that leads to maybe some sleepless nights, maybe some worrying that you don't have to do. What else? What are some other things that take away, say, discretion? Foolishness. As a counter, foolishness. I think of things like drunkenness. So you get drunk and all of a sudden you have no discretion. You've lost any sense of judgment. You've lost any sense of good understanding, all because you drank something and it inhibited your brain and your mind and your thinking. And it's interesting that, and so you got the sobriety test, you know, the sobriety test. And what's one of the main things on the sobriety test? You got to walk a straight line. So if you walk a straight line, like the Bible says, be sober. What's that? Be just straight, as opposed to crooked or falling over crooked, you know, walking crookedly. So the sobriety test is straight line. If you walk a straight line, you got a good head on your shoulders, you're thinking, your judgment's clear. But if you can't walk a straight line, it means your judgment's messed up, you can't see well, you got brain fog, you got something messing up your judgment. And so things like drunkenness, that takes away discretion. Do what, Shirley? Drugs. Oh yeah, drugs. Drugs are, I mean, that stuff gets a hold of your body, and you will do things that you would never think you would do apart from a drug. And I mean, you will neglect family, you will neglect very important things for the drugs, and it's that definitely, that impairs judgment. It steals discretion, things like that. Steals valuable relationships. Sometimes even life is lost. I mean, I don't know what the statistic is, and it's unfortunate that it would even be a statistic, but that how many people would die because someone got drunk and then killed themselves or killed a family or killed someone else. So it's a loss of life because someone lost their discretion. They lost their ability to make good judgments. So I know I'm being very, very simple tonight, but I mean, that's the instruction. Keep, put some things in place that would guard wisdom and discretion, because the tendency is, for the world, the tendency is to take those things away. The tendency is to have those things removed. It's you got drunkenness. We talked about drugs. We talked about emotions. I can think of a couple others, and I'm sure you can too. I think of like bad influences, where you get under, you spend a bunch of time with people that give you bad instruction and bad direction, and they're just, now you're making bad decisions, and maybe you're making bad decisions because you just want to look cool in front of these bad people, or maybe it's just your judgment, your discretion, your wisdom's been removed because of the peer pressure, because of the bad influence. I think of pride and thinking too much of yourself, thinking too highly of yourself, and then you can't see some of the pitfalls, and so you've lost the ability to examine your own self because you're so proud. And so those are some things that steal, for instance, that steal discretion, that steal away wisdom. And so Proverbs and Solomon says, look, keep sound wisdom, keep discretion. That may mean you have to stay away from certain people. That may mean you have to stay away from the liquor aisle. I don't know. That may mean you have to stay away from certain things. It just means put some guardrails in place, because if you lose these things, there's going to come a point in time when you need them and they won't be there. So guard wisdom, guard discretion. Those are some things that take them away, and I'm sure there's others, but very simply, that's how they get taken away. So if you manage to keep discretion and you keep sound wisdom, moving on to point number two, what are the benefits? What are the benefits of discretion? Look in verse 23, 24. Safety. I think about that proverb where it says the guy gets drunk and then he wakes up and he's beat up and he doesn't know why he's beat up and he's hurt, and his solution is, I go back to the bar. And that's the solution. And it's just every day, the cycle. I got to go back to the bar. Let's go to the bar. Hey, work's over. Clock out. Let's go to the bar. And that's the cycle. Just, it's constant. Maybe it's every Friday or Saturday or whatever it is. But it's this cycle. And then there's these ramifications and complications in people's lives and their families. And they can't figure out why they can't get along with their husband or their wife, or why they think they're cheating on somebody, or why this is going on, or why. And it's like you've introduced these things, and you've lost your discretion. You've lost your wisdom, or if you had wisdom, you've lost it. You've given it over, and so now there's unnecessary trouble that's come in, and you can't sleep at night. What was the other one y'all said? Safety. That's a good one. Life unto thy soul, grace thy neck. Yeah. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, thy foot shall not stumble. Verse 24, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. So there's safety. That's a good one. You walk safely without stumbling. Why? I mean, the path is clear. You have clear judgment. You can see where you're going. You know what the next steps are. You can walk without stumbling. You can walk with assurance. It's like a dad saying to or mom saying to a young child, it's okay. Just come here. It's okay. And you have some assurance, some confidence that I can walk this way. I'm going in the right direction. So there's a walk with assurance. There's also the benefit of sweet rest. Sleep is something that's affected. It's really affected by sometimes trouble that's imposed on you, but a lot of times trouble that we bring into our own lives. I'm going through this catalog in my mind of what illustrations to use, because some of them are, you know, y'all may be in proximity to some of the illustrations, but you think about, I don't know. I mean, it's regularly, we were talking about this the other day, I was talking about it with somebody, but as a, and this is just kind of a side note, but kind of goes with this, but as a pastor, a lot of times you're sort of in the mix with people when they're at their lowest or they've got really bad trouble. And so kind of like, you know how police officers, when they show up, it's because there's trouble. That's why they're there. I'm here because there's some problem here. And a lot of time that's like pastors. It's like, I'm here because there's some kind of problem. Or you're here because there's some kind of problem. And I think about folks who I've talked to and have been in the office, and even, I mean, for years, you know, we've been in some way in the ministry for 15 years, 20 years, I don't know, however long now. And it's stuff a lot of times where people have lost their discretion, and now trouble comes in to the marriage or the family, and now they want to unwind these indiscretions, and there's not a way to unwind them. There's not a way to do that. And so it's the point is, keep discretion, keep wisdom, and you avoid a lot of unnecessary sleepless nights. You'll be able to put your head on your pillow and rest, and you're able to get the sleep you need. I think sleeping pills and I don't know, some of the chemicals we put in our bodies to make ourselves sleep, a lot of times it's a replacement for just good judgment. It's just, I can't sleep because I've got this on my mind. And why do I have this on my mind? Well, because this and that, and I did this and I made this decision, and now I got to worry about this and I got to worry about that. And it's just, he says, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. So that's valuable. That's a business in America, getting people to sleep. That's a business. And Proverbs, he says, look, if you get wisdom and discretion, that'll take care of a lot of your sleep problems. And I know it's so simple and practical and basic and all that. And yeah, you could probably apply some of this to salvation, but you don't have to. I mean, it's just so practical and basic. Now liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. I don't know. I know we've all lost sleep worrying about the unknown, and you know, you do what you can and let the Lord handle the rest as best you can. But one of the definite benefits, you got safety, you've got rest, you've got life, grace. All those things are benefits to this wisdom and discretion. And so I'll deal with this. I saw something when I was reading this a while ago, and made me think, you know what, we could develop this a little bit more, but I'll mention this to wrap up this message. But in verse 25, this is where I saw it. Verse 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. I'll just make this sort of a comment here. If it's the Lord's judgment, if it's the Lord's judgment, and you are the Lord's people, the thought is, and the reality is, the Lord's judgment is for evil. And if you're not a part of the evil, then you don't need to fear the judgment, because it's not, you're not in the crosshairs there. It's not for you. And that's the idea. It's like the whole thing is falling down around this person, but they know they're not the target I'm not the target of this, as long as I'm, you know, I'm in Jesus Christ and I'm a child of God, I'm not the target of God's wrath. God's wrath is for the world, it's for evil. And so it reminded me of this this verse, which we can look at it. It's Habakkuk chapter 3, almost at the very end of the Old Testament. You go back a couple of books. But he said, the Lord will be my confidence. Well, yeah, I'm trusting the Lord. I'm trusting his judgment. And so if I am in the Lord, then his judgment, his wrath is not, the calamity that's coming is not for me. And if you're in that position, it's not for you. It's for wickedness. He says it later in Proverbs, he says, the curse causeless shall not come. It has crosshairs. I mean, there's a target. And if you're a child of God, if you're God's people, it's not for you. Habakkuk chapter 3, this is a prophet who is watching the destruction of Jerusalem, unfortunately. But his confidence is in the Lord. This is how he says it. He knows the nation is suffering under God's heavy hand of judgment. And he knows all that. But he as an individual has this to say. Verse 16. It says, when I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones. I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. So this is a man who knows the judgment of God is coming on Jerusalem and Israel. But then he says this, as an individual. He says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Wow. That's confidence in the Lord. The Lord is my strength. There it is. And he will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. That's a song. But I love that whole, the picture is like the whole thing is falling down. And then here's Habakkuk and he says, though the whole thing is falling, I understand what you're doing. And I trust in the Lord. So I am not, though there's no vineyards, there's no cattle, the food is drying up, the herds are being killed off, and all of our substance seems to be going away. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That is confidence. That's confidence. Go ahead, Shirley. Habakkuk chapter 3, the very end of Habakkuk chapter 3, it's verses 16 through 19. Great stuff. Verses 17 or 18 are really good. That's the whole, though everything be dried up, yet I'm going to trust God. And that's what you read about in Proverbs. I mean, that's the mentality. It's just that I'm going to leave it to the Lord. I trust the Lord. The Lord has judgment in mind. I understand why he has judgment. And me personally, I'm not a part of that necessarily judgment. I may be a member of a nation or something or whatever the case is. But as an individual, I'm not a part of this judgment. Why? Not because I'm better. I just trust God. I'm trusting the Lord. I've been looking to the Lord for help. So that's a great set of verses there, and it describes perfectly what you just read in Proverbs chapter 3, where he says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Same thing there over in Habakkuk. So all that said, that is some good instruction about keeping wisdom, keeping discretion, understanding the things that will try to take those spiritual attributes away, and try, you avoid or you put up some guardrails, but you just need to make sure you're guarding wisdom and discretion. Make sure they don't get taken away with drunkenness. Make sure they don't get taken away with drugs. Make sure they don't get taken away with just unruly emotions. Make sure they don't get taken away with bad influences. Make sure they don't get taken away with pride. But you know, I mean, you get, there's all kinds of things that will vie for those valuable attributes, the wisdom and the discretion. So he says, keep your guard up. And if you keep these things, then probably have good night's sleep. You'll walk in safety, and you'll just generally, you'll have the peace of God that like he says in Philippians, the peace that passes all understanding, things like that. So very practical stuff. Proverbs is so practical. It's so practical. But I hope that's helpful. Keep wisdom, keep discretion. Keep wisdom, keep discretion. Father, I pray it's been helpful. Thank you for these words. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for each soul that's here. I pray that you'd bless each soul for being here. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.